Chapter 46. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Masin David Tzvi. Rebal B'tochum brings blessing. The alchemist, as we said, is involved in shady business, converting base metals into precious ones. It's illegal. He's not helping the economy at large. The government is unhappy with him, and although he has a veritable money machine in his basement, he lives like a fugitive. Eventually, the stress and dishonesty of his life will catch up with him. As Chovas HaLevavos teaches us, history bears this out. Hashem will always appoint someone to bring down those who act against society. Corruption cannot last forever. A modern-day example of this is Julian Assange, the man behind WikiLeaks. He relied on his shrewdness and cunning to break codes and leak secrets to the world. He found asylum in foreign embassies, but eventually his deeds caught up with him and he was taken into custody. No one can hide forever. No one can do something wrong and outlast his pursuers. Criminals like Bernie Madoff, tyrants and dictators like Gaddafi, and many others are a testament to this concept. Eventually, their lucky streak ends. On the other hand, regarding the Baal B'tochum, the Chovas HaLevavos tells us that his B'tochum protects him and other people as well. He is a source of blessing and protection to those in his city, his country, and the world. During the Persian Gulf War, 39 Scuds hit Israel. I lived there at the time, and it was very frightening. Besides the missiles, the threat of chemical warfare loomed over the country. With each siren, people would run into their sealed rooms, put gas masks on themselves and their children, and place towels under the doors. Everyone but Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem. When the sirens wailed, indicating an incoming missile, they would get up, open the window, breathe in, and remark about how fresh the air was. When asked why he wasn't running into the sealed room, Rav Chaim said he was guaranteed safety. For as long as Rav Shach was in Bnei Brak, it was impossible for a missile to touch down there. And it was true. One missile landed about 100 feet from Bnei Brak's borders, but none ever hit the city. When people heard the Rav Chaim's answer, they asked why it was that Rav Shach had sought shelter. Although he was too old to donate a gas mask, a special room with air filters was made to protect him in the event of a chemical attack. Rav Shach took precaution, and in view of Rav Chaim's reasoning, people wondered why. Rav Chaim replied that although he knew who Rav Shach was so humble that he didn't know who Rav Shach was. This means that, like all great people, Rav Shach was humble. He didn't say, I'm safe, I'm a gadol, I have my b'tachon, I don't have to do anything. The Baal B'tachon isn't reckless, he does his hishtadlus. Gedolim like Rav Chaim are able to recognize this. He understood and had the conviction that as long as Rav Shach was in town, they were safe. That's the understanding that we too must have. When the person tries to beat the system, it will eventually catch up with him. But the person who relies on Hashem, not only will he be protected, but he will bring protection to his city. I think we can understand another aspect of how a Baal B'tachon can bring protection to a city. In the case we saw, there's a tremendous level of protection that automatically is given to that Baal B'tachon. Sort of like a force field that protects the entire surrounding area. But perhaps we could also understand that when someone is so infused with B'tachon, that their belief is so strong, it becomes contagious. So it's not only that I'm protecting the entire city, it's that each one of us give that over to the neighbor. When someone has undying b'tachon and gives it over to his friend, someone else sees him, someone else learns from him, someone else is impressed by him. Slowly but surely that starts to affect the entire city. And that also becomes a protection because it becomes more widespread. The idea of Hashem being in charge and us relying on him becomes commonplace, something we recognize and see all the time. So that makes it easier for us to understand that, internalize that, and live with that. May we all be able to continue to work on our B'tachon and share it with others.